Hey guys, today I want to discuss about the enemy. And some of you are probably saying, why? A lot of people have been saying, oh, the enemy. The enemy has been fighting against us. The enemy this, the enemy that. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't heard much about Christians saying anything. Faith, being unlucky. I don't know what you want to call it. But a lot of them just mention the enemy. And this is me saying, the more Christians mention the enemy, the more we open doors to bad things that happen. And here's the thing. Ready? I believe the more we discuss enemy-wise and we discuss bad things, the more we don't focus on our life. I know of a family that got into an accident, and it's like, love because of the enemy. No, you were texting and driving. It wasn't the enemy. You weren't paying attention to the road. Oh, no, yeah, but that was the enemy. What was the enemy? The fact that I got a text message and I looked at my phone, the enemy distracted me. Is that really how it works? Is that really how it works? That the enemy distracted you by texting you? And I've been seeing a lot of Christians doing that, blaming things on the enemy when it's actually your fault. Or just life happens, you know? Oh, I got fired from work. That's because the enemy does not want me to have a job. Really? So the enemy doesn't want you to have a job and you got fired from work. How about this? How about God has better plans for you and he took you out from your job because he wants you to do something great? No, that's the enemy. Okay, so you're telling me the enemy it causes you to get fired. Yes, of course, because the enemy doesn't want you to have anything good in life. Are you sure that's the enemy? So when I asked, okay, how did he get fired? Oh, I lost $1 million on an account. I did the math wrong and the company lost $1 million. What do you mean? How did you lose $1 million? Oh, I did the numbers wrong. So who did the numbers wrong? I did. But that's besides the point. The enemy made me make a mistake. The enemy made me add wrong. Are you sure? Did he forget a zero? Yeah, because of the enemy. It is not always the enemy at fault. Let me say that again. It is not always the enemy at fault. It is your life that is at fault. Your mistakes. Another example could be, oh, and I've heard it this week. So happens I heard this one. Oh, my child forgot the bus because his alarm clock didn't go off. And it was a Christian woman said, because of the enemy. I'm like, what enemy? Your child turned off the alarm clock and went back to sleep. I do that and I'm 33 years old. Yeah, but that's the enemy who wants you to do things like that. I'm like, oh, okay. I understand you're a Christian woman. And I wanted to say a few things to her, but I just stay quiet and I just smile. I said, okay, don't worry. He's not late. Just send him to class. And the more we open up the gates, and we more mention the enemy, the more we're giving power to the enemy, the more we blame the enemy. So this is a thing, right? Let's stop blaming this enemy and start taking responsibilities for ourselves. I made the mistake. I did not add the zero. My child made a mistake and turned off the alarm clock. I picked up my phone and I caused the accident. I got sick. I lost work. It's not the enemy. I started taking responsibility and stopped blaming the enemy because you know what? What happens if your accident was a reason that God wanted you to open up your eyes? Because he's been giving you little warnings of that, hey, you're going to get an accident if you keep looking at your phone. And finally, you get into an accident. And God says, this is what I've been telling you. And now it's time. And look, next time it's going to be more serious. But nobody sees it that way. No Christian sees it that way. And I always wondered, why is it so easy to talk about the enemy but not talk about why God gives us these things? Why could it be God helping us with these situations? I'm not saying there's no devil. I'm not saying there's no hell. What I'm saying is, why is it easier to blame the enemy but not thank God? I got an accident. Thank you, God. It wasn't more serious. Thank you so much, God. That's it. Thank you, God. You helped me realize that my phone was more important than me paying attention. God, thank you for making my child be late to school, because I could have been in an accident this morning, and there's a reason why I was late to school. Or thank you, God, for taking me out of this company that I have not seen my family within years. I've not been on a vacation with my family. Thank you, God, for taking me out of this job that I was really miserable in. Start thanking God and blaming less of the enemy. Because when you blame more things on the enemy, the more doors you're opening. And I don't want you guys to open those doors, because I'm going to be honest, you all are playing with fire by blaming the enemy. Take responsibility and thank God for the bad stuff. Perfect example. I know someone who lost a child recently, and she's like, oh no, the enemy took my son away. The enemy took my child away. So I said, honestly, and I opened up about Madison being a twin, and I said, honestly, my daughter was supposed to be a twin. And I thank God every day that I have my daughter, because I could have been childless and dead because I want to commit suicide. And every day God gives me a gift with my daughter. But aren't you upset? No. Don't you blame the enemy? No. I just blame no one, because God knew what he was doing at the time. But my child died. You didn't get to meet your child. That's true, your child died, and I'm sorry. But you know what? Here's the thing. God's purpose to take your child away, there's a reason for it. And I started talking. I said, did it bring your family closer? Yes. Were you further apart with your husband? Yes. Were you fighting? Yes. How are you now? Oh, we're loving. Lee, we check each other. We talk once an hour. You know, he brings me flowers. We're back into our romance. I said, what if that was your son's purpose? Was to bring you all closer together. She's like, what do you mean? My son's death had a purpose? I said, yes, your son's death had a purpose. And it was to bring you closer together. And that's what God wanted for your family. Because when a child or a person dies, it's because their purpose is done. And she's like, wow, I never thought about it that way. I've always thought about, why did the enemy take away my child? Why did the devil need my child? I said, no. Your child is in heaven because it hasn't sinned, right? She's like, yeah, he didn't. He knew right from wrong, and he always did good. But why? And I said, because God knew that your family was falling apart, and believe it or not, he used your son's life and death to bring you joy and think about the moments that you had. And sometimes we got to think about it as God giving us this gift, not the enemy. God is giving it. So stop blaming the enemy. Stop blaming everything bad. Always start taking ownership and start thanking God for the things that you have. That's what I have to say this week. Because it's getting to the point where Christians are talking about the enemy, the enemy, the enemy. And not thanking God as much. So this is what I want you to do. Think about what's been going on in your life recently. And how many times have you blamed the enemy on it? How many times have you mentioned, oh, the enemy is doing this, the enemy is doing that, but not thank God for what he's doing? Because for every bad, there's good. behind it. You lost your job? What has it brought? Oh, I get to take family vacations now. I get less pay. But you know what? I get to spend time with my children. I get to be a parent. And that's what God had in store. Sometimes we just see the bad, but never the good. So please, I'm asking you all Christians to stop blaming the enemy and start thanking God for it. Keep that in mind. Read the Bible. Yes, the devil is real. I'm not saying he isn't. But you know what? Take ownership. Stop declaring the enemy's attacking you and start thanking God and declaring God is on your side. I'm going to say it again. Stop declaring the devil is taking over you and start declaring God is on your side. Declare every day, thank you, God, for this bad thing. God, thank you. I know it's bad, but I know something positive will come out. And that's your mindset should be. Good night. God bless. I hope you have a good week.